20. All in the family. On this wall, you can see the family tree of primates, the mammal order to which monkeys and apes belong. It is one of the most species-rich orders of mammals and includes more than 350 living species. Humans are one of these. The tree shows the five living groups of primates. The first branch belongs to the prosimians. Prosimians have longer snouts and smaller eyes than other primates. Therefore, they have a better sense of smell and poorer eyesight. There are two groups of prosimians. One includes lorises and galagos, which live in Asia and on the African continent. The other group is the lemurs, which are restricted to the island of Madagascar off Africa. The next branch belongs to the tarsiers. They have an intermediate position between prosimians and monkeys. Tarsiers live in Southeast Asia, where they are active at night. They have extremely large eyes and put their trust in them when they leap from branch to branch in their hunt for insects. The long hind legs make them especially skillful at moving about in the trees. The next group to branch off is the New World monkeys. These occur in Central and South America. They have their nostrils placed far apart and are known as platyrrhines, which means broad noses. They all have tails, and in most it is prehensile, can grasp. They eat fruit, leaves, insects, and tree sap. The next branch is the Old World monkeys, which are called catarrhines, or narrow noses, as their nostrils are placed close together. They all have tails, but it is never prehensile. They can be separated into two groups, colobus-like monkeys and vervet-like monkeys. Both live in Asia as well as Africa. The colobus-like monkeys live in trees and are leaf eaters, while the vervet-like monkeys eat leaves, grass, meat, and insects, and often live on the ground. The last branch, to the right, is the group to which humans belong, the apes. All apes are tailless. The group includes gibbons, orangutans, gorillas, chimpanzees, bonobos, and humans. More than 5 million years ago, there were many more species of apes than today, and ancestors of modern apes were also present in Europe.